Proverbs chapter 25. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah king of Judah copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put forth yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of great men. Because it is better that it be said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Do not go quickly to strive, lest you not know what to do in its end, when your neighbor has put you to shame. Debate your cause with your neighbor himself, and do not disclose a secret to another, lest he who hears it puts you to shame, and your infamy not turn away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. As an earring of gold, and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise person who reproves an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, because he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for you, lest you be filled with it, and vomit it. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you, and so hate you. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is a maul, sledgehammer, and a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth, and a foot out of joint. As he who takes away clothes in cold weather, and is vinegar upon potash, so is he who sings songs to a sorrowful heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Because you will heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord Jehovah will reward you. The north wind drives away rain, so does an angry countenance face. A backbiting, backtalking tongue. It is better to live in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain, and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory. He who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down, and without walls.